When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, August 26th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A broad sell-off on Wall Street after Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said the Fed must continue raising interest rates until inflation is under control. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1,008 points, or 3%, to close at 32,283. All 11 of the S&P 500 sectors were down. The broad index fell 141 points, or 3.4%. And the NASDAQ finished down 498 points, or 3.9%. Here's WSJ Markets reporter Akane Otani.
Over the last several weeks, investors had been anticipating maybe inflation is close to peaking, and maybe that means the Fed can start to back off sometime next year. Well, Powell kind of just threw cold water on those hopes, and he made it very clear that no, the Fed is actually still very much in the rate increase game, and that for the time being, that position is not going to be changing.
Tech was the hardest hit sector, as those stocks are particularly sensitive to higher rates. HP shares were down 9% and chipmaker Nvidia was down 9.2%. Travel and leisure related stocks also had a rough day. Caesars Entertainment and Carnival were each down more than 5%. Elsewhere, shares of Pfizer finished down 2.2% after rival drug maker Moderna sued the company and its partner BioNTech. Moderna alleges that Pfizer and BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine infringes on its intellectual property. Moderna shares fell 3.8%, and shares of buy now, pay later company Affirm dropped more than 21% after the company issued weaker than expected earnings projections. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.